And now, Dick the Funny Clown. Stand by for action. Let's go, men. Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order.
The Tracy fans, here's more about colorful Rube Waddell, the all-time great baseball pitcher. Among his many pitching feats was one established strike in 1904 when he struck out 343 men in 377 innings, a record that stood until Bob Feller broke it last season. For the next year, Waddell won 27 games pitching the Philadelphia A's to an American League pennant. But Rube didn't pitch against the great Christy Mathewson of the Giants in the World Series that year because of a shoulder injury he received when he fell over a pile of luggage in a train. He was only trying to crush another player's straw hat. There was another league record set by Waddell that stood until broken by Feller, 16 strikeouts in one game set in July 1908. But there are other pitching records made by Waddell that still stand. Rube Waddell died when he was 37, with death resulting from an illness brought on by heroic action 2 years before. You see, a Kentucky river overflowed its bank, and for hours, Rube stood up to his chest in icy water, piling up sandbags to help save a town. But not until the end, Rube Waddell remained the same, colorful, kidding, and fun to be around. And now, Dick Tracy. Yesterday, Bull Hooker, elephant attendant, went to Medium Rare and told her that he had seen her monkey, Simmy Ann, start the fire that put the whole circus in an uproar. Medium Rare agreed to pay him well for his silence. But Pat Patton had been following Bull, and when the latter left Medium Rare's tent, Pat asked him what he'd been doing there. Bull was furious and tried to beat up Pat, but he'd picked on the wrong guy because Pat knocked him kicking after a hard fight. Well, much later, long after the evening show was over, Dick and Pat saw a beautiful girl sneak into the arena, climb to the high trapeze, and perform acrobatic miracles. Right now, Flipper, the ringmaster, is just entering Medium Rare's tent.
Is that you, Weeper?
It is I.
Come in. For once, you come fairly quickly when I send for you.
Can't you talk to me, Medium Rare, without making it sound like a lecture?
It's good for you. Keeps you on your toes.
What would you say if sometime I refused to do your dirty work?
I would say very little. But what I said would be to the police. I would just tell them how you murdered my husband.
But at your instigation, it was your idea.
It does no matter. You were the killer. Poor Pierre. He was such a bad husband.
You didn't call me over here just to reminisce about old murders, did you?
I did not. Something has come up. Something that I do not like.
You mean they have discovered that we arranged Rosa's death?
Do not be silly. No one could find out about that.
Oh, then they know I put the iron bar in front of the automobile and tried to destroy those two new clowns. Medium Rare, I did that because you told me to. I knew something would go wrong. It is your fault.
Be quiet. They know nothing.
Good.
No, it is not good, so you do not need to smile.
What is wrong, then?
You know I sent Simi and my monkey to start the fire. A fire that would attract everyone's attention while you place the iron bar in front of the car.
Yes, I know, I know.
Well, Bull Hooker, the elephant attendant, saw Simi Ann.
Well, so what can he do?
At the moment, he is blackmailing me.
You are paying him money to keep silent?
Yes.
You must be crazy. What difference does it make, even if we tell Sean Kernan that the monkey started the fire? All he will do is take the monkey away from you.
That's all he will do. Do you know what Simeon means to me? I have trained her so that she is smarter than a human. Smarter than you, Whipper. Smarter than anyone. Is it not so, Simeon?
All right, all right. So the chimpanzee is smarter than Einstein. What are you going to do?
I am not going to pay Bull Hooker for the rest of my life.
Well, it looks as if it was that or give up the monkey.
You are so stupid. You will help me persuade Bull Hooker that he is making a very serious mistake.
Well, he's a tough guy. You can't talk him out of anything.
Who said anything about conversation? You will kill him.
Now, wait a minute, Medium Rare. No more murders. I have done already too many.
Several more murders, it must be. It is written that misfortune shall beset the circus in sets of threes. So far, there has been only one.
I will not do it.
You will do it. And I will go with you and see him. It will be very easy. and no one will know that it's the murder.
Hmm. Well, how are you going to arrange that?
You know that big elephant Titan?
Yes. He's the nasty one.
He hates monkeys. I am to meet Bull Hooker later at the elephant stable. He will be alone. He expects a payment. He will get it.
Yes, we are getting in so far, we will never be able to get out.
We are only just starting. After Bull Hooker, it will be the two clowns. They have been asking too many questions about the murder of Rosa and the fire. We missed them before, but we will not again. Yes. I think after Bull Hooker, it will be...
At the moment, the two clowns are conversing not far from Medium Rare's tent.
Why the brooding look, Patrick? Are the cares of the world hanging heavy on your soul?
Well, Dick, I'd like to stop pretending to be a clown and go back to being a detective.
No, not yet, Pat. Our clown act is still good. And I'm afraid it's the only way we'll get to the bottom of this murder, not to mention the attack on us.
Well, by all means, mention it. It's rapidly becoming my favorite puzzle.
If we could just break down that fellow Bull Hooker.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows who started that fire, but I can't get him to talk.
Let's have another go at him. I think he's on duty at the elephant stable.
Let's go. Maybe after thinking things over last night, he'll give us the lowdown.
At least he ought to be more tractable after the beating you gave him.
Oh, yes, he's now a graduate summa cum punch in the nose of the famous Patton School of Charm, Good Manners, and Social Advancement. I have many satisfied graduates.
Say, Pat.
Hmm?
What do you think of that girl we saw doing acrobatics on the high trapeze last night?
Well, outside of being very beautiful, she's about the best performer I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's how she impressed me. If Sean Kernan puts her in the circus, he'll have an overnight star on his hands.
Say, maybe we could use her in our act. I think that lately we've been slipping a little.
You mean we could get any worse?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've been wanting to have a serious talk with you, Richard. It's you who's been letting the performance down.
What are you talking about? I'm great.
Now, don't take this too deeply to heart, old man, but... When you step out into the sawdust arena, you create what might be described as the biggest lull in the history of show business. Matter of fact, if you don't improve in tonight's performance, I may have to drop you and do a single.
Tonight, I'll saw you in half. That ought to get a hand.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Here we are, Pat. Bull ought to be somewhere around these elephants.
Well, well, here come the clown.
Oh, hello, Bull. We thought we'd like to drop in, have a little chat with you.
Why can't you guys leave me alone? I ain't done nothing to you.
Oh, take it easy, Bull. You know, Patton, I believe that you know more about that fire last night than you want to tell us.
Well, I don't see... I don't know nothing about it, just like I told you yesterday.
Well, then, why did you go rushing off to Medium Rare the minute we left you?
I tell you, I got a terrific yen to know the future. So who should I go to but Medium Rare?
Did she give you any hot tips?
Nothing that would interest you, wise guy.
Now, Bull, I don't want to have to lecture you again, but Richard and I would appreciate it if you wouldn't use such terms as wise guy unless you mean it as a compliment.
All right.
You know, it seems kind of strange to me, Bull, that a fire could have been started not 40 feet from you without your knowing who was responsible.
It may seem strange, but that's how it is. Say... Why are you guys so interested in the fire?
Oh, it's sort of a hobby with us.
That makes about as much sense as the rest of the things you fellas say and do.
Now, listen, Bull. I heard that Sean Kernan, the owner of the circus, is going to have some police in to investigate what's been happening around his circus.
He can do anything he wants.
Well, maybe the police are going to be interested in who set that hay pile on fire.
Can't you get it straight? I don't know nothing about it. I mind my own business and take care of the elephants.
The rich full life.
What are you going to do? Go off to the cops and tell them to sweat me?
Oh, Bull, you've got it all wrong. We circus people have to stick together. That's why we're trying to help you out of a jam.
I ain't no jam, and you can help me most by leaving me alone.
I think you're taking a very unfortunate attitude, Bull.
Get out of here, will you?
Hey, you two clowns thinking, Pat?
That's right.
But Shaw Kernan says he's got to see in his office right away. Says it's very important.
So that's it, eh? So that's it. Couple of teachers' pets, huh? You know the boys, huh? I might have known it. That's why you can get away with that lousy act of yours.
Now, just a minute, Junior. If our performance is too high class for you, that's no reason
to... That performance wouldn't get you a split week in a garage in Hoboken. You wasn't pals with the boys.
Why, you know...
Now, easy, Patrick. That's what's called constructive criticism. Come on, we got to see what Sean wants.
A short time after tracing Patton leave, Medium Rare, Ripper, and Simian, the monkey, pay a visit to Bull Hooker.
Oh, so it's you, Medium Rare. You got the loot?
All this as I promised you.
Hey, what'd you bring that monkey around for? You know she'll drive tight and crazy. Then he'll start the other elephants going.
Do not worry. I will keep her with me.
What's Whipper doing here?
Oh, it is all right, Bull. I know all about your little financial arrangement with Medium Rare.
Yeah? Well, I don't like it.
Never mind what you like. You're being well paid.
It ain't enough. They're going to send some cops around to ask a lot of questions, and I'm going to get it first.
Who told you that?
Them two clowns that's always hanging around.
They're putting their noses in everything. What did I tell you, Weeper? They must be eliminated.
You're talking pretty big. Do I get more dough?
This is what you get.
A gun, eh?
All right, Weeper. Beat him with your whip. Beat him, beat him, beat him.
Hey, you crazy? All right, you don't. I'm getting back to the elephants. I'm the Titan. If you whip him, they'll kill you.
And if you come out from there, I shoot you. Come on, Simeon. Come on, darling. And to the elephant. And to the big one, Titan. Quick.
Call that monkey, Frankie. Head him straight for Titan. Get him out of here.
Tracy fans, there are lots of jokes about lawyers, maybe one or two lawyers who are jokes. But when it comes to attorney-inspired laughter, you can't beat the Eddie Albert Show broadcast over most of these ABC stations every Wednesday night. The star of the show is the same Eddie Albert whose performances on the screen have been enjoyed by millions. And Wednesday nights, you'll take the part of a friendly, earnest, and somewhat confused young lawyer in the unique town of Plainville. Unique, of course, comes from the Latin, unus meaning one, and equus meaning horse, one horse. Well, anyway, Plainville is a town that can support just one law firm. Eddie has a rival, Judge Cartwright, who, by unhappy coincidence, is the father of Eddie's fiancée. You can see that attorney-at-law Eddie Albert's troubles can stem both from social and professional sources. And professionally speaking, his law practice lacks only one important detail, clients. Well, everyone in your family is sure to enjoy the minutes spent listening to Eddie Albert's adventures. And so, for a hilarious comedy dealing with warm-hearted folks, tune in the Eddie Albert Show. Remember, it's on the air tonight over most of these same ABC stations. Now, back to Dick Tracy.
Say, Dick, did you hear that? Sounds like the charge of the light brigade.
It's the elephants, Pat. Sounds as if they're going crazy. Come on, let's get back there.
Medium Rare, Whipper, and the fabulous monkey Simmy Ann have struck again. Maybe Dick and Pat are up against more than they can handle. You'd better tune in tomorrow for The Adventures of Dick Tracy. Written by John Ray and Everett S. Crosby and heard overseas through the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is George Gunn speaking. What's marriage without a father-in-law? In Willie Piper's case, it would probably be perfect bliss. Willie is the bashful, long-suffering hero of the Willie Piper Show, and his father-in-law is a domineering gent whose aim in life seems to be to keep Willie happy with his presence. When Willie found a place to live for himself and his new bride, Pop suddenly discovered that he was a lonely old man, and that meant a troublesome threesome instead of a blissful couple in the Piper household. Yes, Willie is a grocery clerk by trade, a husband by intention, and a son-in-law by circumstance. Don't miss the Willie Piper Show tomorrow night. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.